Joined now by Melcher Dallas baseball coach Pat Ferguson on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA-KFLS. Says, decided to come out and see a Melcher Dallas game, and boy, did I pick a good one.
Yeah, you sure did. 10-9 final. We had to win it in the last inning there with a little walk-off. We were up 8-2, I think, in the third or fourth inning. And, you know, tip the cat to Seymour. They came out swinging the bats, and they scratched away, and, you know, they had the momentum, and we were lucky to get out of the top of the seventh with a big strikeout there. And then I don't know if their pitcher was running out of gas a little bit, but he got a little wild, and bottom of the order came through for me in the bottom of the seventh, and then my big hitters were coming up, and they got it done for us.
You won the prettiest game, but a win's a win, and what does that say about your guys? A little adversity and, you know, come back to get it done.
Yeah, you know, in the past, we would have just folded. When we were up 8-2, and next thing you know, they're back in the game, and it's 9-9. My team in the past would have just, you know, tucked their tails and called it a night. But this team's a little different this year. They find ways to battle every at-bat, every inning. They find ways to scratch, and you know, now we're sitting at 8-7, and it's been a long time since we've had a winning record, you know, this late into the season.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I was looking at Bound the other day, and I'm thinking, boy, the Melcher Dallas is putting together a few wins this year, a lot more in the past. You know, these guys are, you know, a team that, you know, I think maybe they're tired of going 1 or 2 and whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, 2 years ago, I think we had 1 win, and last year we had 4, and, you know, that's number 8 for us right there. So I told these guys a couple years ago, if we can all stay together and all stay out and keep, you know, coming to practice, working hard, you know, and doing all the little things of just throwing strikes, playing defense, putting the ball in play, you have a chance to win a lot of games if you do that. And I think they're starting to believe that. And, you know, tonight was a prime example of it. You know, we stayed in the game. We had the lead. Then we had to fight back, and we put the ball in play. They kicked it around a little bit when we needed them to, and we found a way to get the W.
When, you know, I talked to you preseason, you were pretty high on this team just because – they were kind of the first team that you had seen to be committed. You know, seems like they're still hanging on, and it's, you know, paying off.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the good thing is my 9 starters are all back next year. We only have 1 senior, and, you know, obviously he's gone next year. So if I wanted to, I could just print off the lineup card right now for all my games next year because we have everybody back. And, you know, like you said, I think they're starting to believe in themselves a little bit more. They're putting the ball in play a little bit more than they used to, you know. And I'm not bad-mouthing the Bluegrass Conference by any means, but in this conference, if you put the ball in play a lot, you know, a lot of teams kick it around. And, you know, we're one of them. I'm not saying by any means that we're not. But they're buying into the system, and they're starting to believe in themselves and believing in the coaches. And they've been fun to watch this year.
What are some things you really like about this team besides their commitment and, you know, just, you know, being tired of losing?
Well, I think one of the things that has really shown over the last couple of years with this group is just their basic baseball IQ has gotten better. When I first started here, man, it was a nightmare. I didn't know what I was – kids didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know this. They didn't know that. This group right here, they knew a couple years ago that they had a chance of being good, and they really picked up on all the lingo and talk of baseball and things like that, and they're watching more baseball games on TV. When they play video games, you know, they're watching the things that are going on. And that's how you learn the game, and they're starting to piece it together. And like I said, this year it's kind of clicked a little bit for us.
Talk to Pat Ferguson, Melcher Dallas, baseball coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA. What do you want to see your team do, or, you know, some things you're looking forward to in the last week of the season? Because now you got a week, and then you start your district's tournament.
Well, we've got some tough games coming up. Tomorrow morning we travel to Moravia to play them. You know, they're a quality squad. They're going to be tough to beat by, you know, they beat us last time 12-0, and they're just a good baseball team. And then we turn around next week, and we're supposed to play a doubleheader on Wednesday, play TC in the morning, good baseball team. And then we're supposed to play Mormon Trail later that night. And then we turn around and play ACA next Saturday, you know. So there's some tough games coming up for us for sure. But what we've preached all along is just go into every game and be competitive. Just go in there, play the game like you know how, and at the end, in a lot of these games, you're going to be there in the end. Just play competitive baseball, and let's see what happens.
One game at a time, obviously, but are you taking it even further, one inning, one at-bat, one even pitch at a time for these guys?
A lot of, with our pitching staff, as limited as it is, it's one pitch at a time with us. And, you know, I thought Reese Chibata did an awesome job tonight. I think he was getting a little tired there at the end, but he found a way to get it done. And, I'm proud of my guys. And, tip a hat to Seymour again. They improved so much from the first time they played them. Like I said, I think they had 3 hits against us. This time they had like 12, and we threw the exact same guys. They hit the ball hard. They just did the same things that we've done in the past, kicked the ball around a little bit on defense. And tonight we got lucky and we found a way to get the W.
I saw you mentioned a couple of your guys. There were some other guys that really showed up this year to, maybe has improved or caught your eye this year so far.
Oh, yeah. Evan Schrader, our number 4 hitter, a junior, he's hitting 470 or something like that. He's just mashing the ball pretty much for us. Austin Remsters, hitting high 300s. And he's a sophomore. Reese Chibata is a junior. He saves us so many runs as a catcher because he does a great job. There's other players out there. Our left fielder, Colton Cox, didn't play at all last year because he was hurt. He's coming through. Leo Schrader is another one, another sophomore. Our shortstop is actually an 8th grader. And he might be one of the smartest baseball players we have on the team because he's played a lot of baseball. But overall, from top to bottom, every single one of these players have improved. And, that as a coach, that's what you want from year to year.
All right. Good team again, and best luck the rest of the way.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's Pat Ferguson, Melchior Dallas baseball coach. We're back for more on KNIA.